Sandusky Academy. Coach Kelly has put together a system that just churns up offensive yards. It mows down teams. What's this, his fourth state championship? His boy Will Heffley, one of my congregants, playing quarterback as the trigger man. He's already indicated he's going to sign with Tulsa. They played a great championship game last week against a very game but undermanned bunch from Wynn. So Coach Kelly and his charges at PA are my champs. The chumps would have to be the Michigan basketball team.
Oh, I mean, man, pigskin. Know,
2 years ago, they were in the final championship game against Louisville, came against a bad call from almost winning the whole thing last year. They were just a lucky shot by Kentucky away from returning to the Final Four. This week, they lost at home to the New Jersey Institute of Technology. And then to prove that that wasn't a fluke, two nights later, they lost to Eastern Michigan, which is 6 miles from the campus. And they're, man, we're in trouble. It looks like our run of tournament appearances may be in jeopardy. So
no Chrysler Magic.
No, we got to get an inside game again.
Well, it's tough when you lose four NBA guys.
Five in 2 years. Guys. Five guys to the league.
And we're
not Kentucky. You know, we're not just reloading. We got to rebuild, I guess.
What's the kid's name? Lavelle?
Karis LeVert.
LeVert. I thought he would be able to
fill that void. Had 32 points the other day against New Jersey. Nobody else showed up.
Not enough.
So, no, he's got to have some help.
Still a great place to watch a game, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's right up there with Hilton.
Nothing's quite up there with Hilton, my friend.
All right, I'll go champ first. I don't know if you guys caught this, but UNLV is set to – they've hired – Las Vegas powerhouse Bishop Gorman High School coach to be the next UNLV head coach. And it is believed that the guy's name is Tony Sanchez. He's believed to be just the fourth coach to make the direct jump from high school to FBS head coach, joining Todd Dodge, Jerry Faust, and Bob Cummings.
What about Baylor's coach? Did he not go directly?
Art Briles.
I guess he was coaching somewhere in college before he ended up in Baylor.
Now, we know, obviously, Gus Malzahn was pretty close.
Yeah, he's been okay.
Will Kevin Kelly be the next guy?
Some might argue.
I just think that's cool, man.
That's a matter of when, not if. And that's just a matter. I guess he's waiting until his son graduates. So
he's a champ in my book. And kudos to UNLV for recognizing a guy and taking a chance.
Yep.
You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that want to see their coach have college head coaching experience, or at least college experience. Not in this case. My chump has got to be the New York Knicks and Marshmallow. Thank you, Matty T. You like that? Marshmallow.
I get it.
Glad I could contribute.
You think Kobe thinks he's soft to Sharman?
Well, yeah, I know. How about Kobe? It's such a train wreck there because you knew, like everybody knew that Carmelo has had issues in Denver when they got to New York. He's an incredibly offensive talented guy, arguably the most offensively talented guy in the NBA today. The issue has never been that. It's been his willingness to do the little things. Give up some of his shots, play defense, rebound, and now, you know, he's getting in fights with
Tim
Hardaway Jr. On the court. But here's the thing that really puzzles me. He and the rest of the team are saying the triangle is too difficult. The triangle is the most simple, makes sense. I love the triangle.
I could
teach you guys a triangle offense right now, and we could go down to the Broadway, under the Broadway Bridge, and win every single game by 100 points. Okay, that's how much of a well-balanced and good offense it is.
That's impressive because we only play to 11 normally.
we'd play 10 games and win 111 to nothing.
Okay.
I mean, I could teach, and to think, and you know what their excuse is? We don't like the offense because everybody knows our plays already. Yeah, well, that's the idea. Everyone knows the triangle, but if you're disciplined enough to run it, the balance and the isolation plays that are off of it is just second to none. We knew it was coming, and I don't know why Phil Jackson said, you know what, yeah, let's roll with Carmelo. I don't get it. And poor Derek Fisher is being thrown under the bus. I mean, they're criticizing him. What the heck's he supposed to do? Anyway.
I got a couple of, usually I don't like to do this, I'll make it quick, a couple of honorable mentions for chumps of the week. One of my chumps is a disease, mumps.
I think the mumps were still around. They've been spreading throughout the NHL. This is the most bizarre story. Yes, the mumps are all over. 12 players confirmed to have the mumps in the NFL. Four teams have been impacted. The Minnesota Wild, the Anaheim Ducks, the New York Rangers, and the New Jersey Devils, all over the place.
What is it that happens when you get mumps?
St. Louis had this in October. I don't even know. It's been so long since I've even heard of anybody having it. I have no idea what
it is. I thought that was expired.
Your jaw swells up. Really? Like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's moops, but anyway.
No. That was moops. That was the fighting group back in the day.
Who's the first one to get it? Do they say? Is there an explanation?
I don't know. I think these guys have all been making out with each other.
Mumps is a viral disease.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
It's caused by the mumps virus.
You used to get your
there's a vaccination.
Yeah,
for
you used to get your vaccination on. Apparently these guys from – well, there's a lot of foreign players.
Guys?
Maybe they don't do that. I don't know.
Listen to Jenny McCarthy. She said don't do it.
The other one is Orlando Scandrick, cornerback from the Dallas Cowboys. He and some of his teammates went over to the Children's Hospital in Dallas. It's great. It's all good, except he and a young patient started playing Madden together, and instead of, you know, being kind of cool about it, he smashed the kid in Madden.
Did he really?
Onside kicks, two-point conversions, the whole bit. What a punk. I mean, look, I'm not about to let my kid beat me in basketball or any other sport until he actually can, which, let's be honest, it won't be long. But, I mean, come on, dog. And his quote was, you got to work on your craft. Come on, loser. I know you can beat the kid. What a loser. Anyway. All right, but here's the one. My chump of the week is a guy named Steve Cohen, who is a Tennessee congressman. And if he's a Republican, I'm sure Vickery will call up and tell me what an idiot I am and how great this 65-year-old politician is. Recently asked about a Tennessee Titans player who has been accused of a sexual assault. So he said, of course, the right thing. Just kidding. He said this.
What are your thoughts on the sexual assault allegations against Titans player Sammy Hill?
I never heard of him. I don't keep up with football, except college football, unless it's Eli Manning or Peyton Manning. And Eli and Peyton don't do sexual assaults against people other than their wives.
What? So what's wrong with that, huh?
Other than their wives.
That guy didn't just say that.
I don't get it.
Good grief.
I don't get it.
That's terrible.
And let me ask you a question. He's where?
He's Tennessee congressman.
Someone elected this man.
Yeah, some buddies, some people.
That's really sad.
You know what
sad.
I think should happen? My mother brought up a good point a couple of weeks ago.
Your guy.
She brought up a good point. You know how we have to take driver's test? You can't drive in this country unless you take a test and pass the test?
Yes.
Why don't we have a test where you can't vote in this country until you pass a test? Because this guy got voted in!
I think it's not the voting that you should have to pass a test. You should have to pass a test to run.
No, listen, anybody can run. I'm cool with that. But you cannot vote and affect everybody.
You're going to step on
some
toes.
Pass it. Why? What toes?
They're making it easier and easier to vote on these, or to vote now. I mean,
well, you have a problem.
You
don't
even have to show an ID anymore.
No ID, which is really weird. You can't get on a plane without an ID.
You don't have a problem with a guy being.
I've never understood that.
I can't blow up the voting booth.
If a human,
maybe I could.
Cannot pass a basic simple test. I mean, I'm not telling them to split an atom here. I'm just saying, pass a simple test.
What did Adam ever do to you? Leave him alone.
Hey, she can see Russia from her house.
That's it.
What's your point?
Real quick, my champ is the Arizona Cardinals. I keep doubting them, and they keep winning. I don't know how they're doing it. It is smoke. It is mirrors, but it is 11 wins no matter how you slice it. Good for them. I got to give them a lot of credit, and I love cocky Bruce Arians. What a great head coach.
How about his hat?
Coach.
You like his hat?
Oh, I love it. I'm going to wear one like that tonight to the Buzz Party because of my stupid-looking head.
I thought you were going to wear a fedora. I'll bring two of them. You decide which one you like.
I want one in black.
You have a fedora?
Two of them.
Wow.
My brother gave them to me.
I think I'm getting a hat for Christmas. My wife said something about that.
I said,
good luck if you can find one to fit my ginormous head.
We do have big heads. I'm gonna wear one of the Kanga hats. I think.
You look like
Kanga,
LL Cool J.
I'm actually going for Samuel L. Jackson, but I'm gonna say the F word a lot tonight at the party and see what happens.
Oh my God!
Anyway,
don't do it, Jules.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to being there. It's gonna be fun. I got a story about how to hook up at your holiday party. When we come back, Billy Corbin's gonna be here with us. We're also gonna talk to our friends from the Southern Gourmetian, of which Pat apparently is quite the authority. Pat Beard will join us coming up in a bit.
I just read about them.
Okay.